Back into the Clay Edwards Show. Real quick, Lakeland Glass and Tint. Get your ceramic window tint or ceramic coating lined up today. Of course, they can handle all your vehicle wrapping needs or paint protection film as well. Also, it's going to be warming up sooner rather than later. Get that ceramic window tint on your car, on your home, car or business for that matter, and help keep those utility bills down this summer. LakelandGlassandTint.com. Today, for a quote, they were named Expel's Dealer of the Year 2 years in a row. I can't be hyperbolic enough about how big of a deal that is. Get over there, see them today. Oh yeah, they do windshields too, and you get a free rock chip card, a free rock chip repair with every windshield purchase. So to use whenever you want throughout the ownership of the windshield or throughout the life of the windshield, however you want to phrase that. That's Lakeland Glass and Tint, where quality matters. Sean, speaking of quality mattering, the quality of spouse matters.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have made bad choices with their spouse, and sometimes it's just you're hot and heavy, you think things are going to be great, and then the second you have to live with one another or you get married, I don't know if it's because you settle, you're in, it's like, I don't have to try anymore, you know, mm-hmm. And you get these expectations of what marriage is or isn't supposed to be. And then it's time for a divorce. Let's fast forward to the divorce part.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, look, this ain't working no more. And then you get held hostage because somebody won't sign the divorce papers unless you give them a car or you give them this or you give them that, when it's just a dang no-fault divorce. And, well, at least that's what we thought they were. They don't have that in Mississippi.
Yeah, I mean, we have like what's called an irreconcilable difference of divorce if both parties agree to it. And then there's the 12 fault-based grounds, which are like adultery, abandonment, all that kind of stuff.
Mental illness, alcoholism, stuff of that nature.
Yeah, and so now there's a bill the Senate, I think it passed the Senate, it was 25-35, I think it's in the House, the Judiciary A Committee, to create a 13th ground, a no-fault, where somebody could just file for divorce on their own instead of getting somebody to agree to it without having a fault-based ground, which is saying it was, I think they're calling it like irrevocably broken or something like that. I can't pronounce it, but that's what they're so just like you, so let's say you're married and you're not happy with the marriage and you just really want a divorce. Well, you don't need, and you don't have a fault based ground, like you don't have adultery or you don't have like, you know, cruel and unusual treatment.
You just wake up and you don't love this person no more.
Yeah, you just wake up and you say, and you don't have to get their agreement to get the divorce because sometimes that other party doesn't want to, or like you said, hold you hostage. You can just go out and file for divorce yourself. And what this says. So.
And look, I know as a Christian, I'm supposed to be like, no, this is terrible. Marriage is sanctus, what's the word I'm looking for?
It's the sanctity of marriage, right?
Yeah. You know, God frowns upon this. I'm just going to tell you, mistakes are made when people get married, and we get married too quickly now. I think that's a bigger problem than divorce, and that's why there's so many divorces, is people just want to have their weddings. And that sounds great. I want my wedding. I want that moment. I want those pictures. I want it to all be about me one day.
Yeah.
And that leads to divorces.
I mean,
the new wears off, once the credit card bills start coming in, once you realize that dream house requires a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, once somebody starts looking the other way, once somebody puts on a little weight, once them kids then drove you bat crap crazy.
Right.
Whatever the case may be, you know, I went through a divorce last year or 2 years ago, however long it's been now. And it was unnecessarily a nightmare because this very thing didn't exist. And it cost me a lot more than it should have based on this not existing. There's no reason based on – I couldn't afford to do a cause. You know, one of the 12 causes.
Yeah.
You know, so I had to do this. And it was just a nightmare. And it shouldn't have to be. You shouldn't be forced to live with somebody or be with somebody that you don't want to.
Yeah, and apparently it's a problem for a lot of people because I had several people contact me. I didn't even know this bill was there, and I got some contacts from several people about it. And you know, and they were, you know, in situations like that. And it's, yeah, that's a problem. Like, if you shouldn't be chained to this, if you want to get out, like, that's just, I think you should be, you know, you're a free person. Like, this relationship is not working anymore. That's what I need to do. I think also another thing we were talking about the break, the, I always never know why the government's involved in marriage in the first place. I get it for the support of children and property distribution, but the actual act of getting married, I've always been like, why is the government involved in this?
You know, and like the faith-based groups coming out against it and stuff. And look, I consider myself a Christian. There's some things that we don't line up eye to eye on. And the ability to get a divorce is one of them. What these groups don't realize is when they try to force people to stay married, just go get counseling. I'm not saying don't do all that, by the way.
Yeah.
But what's going to end up happening is your domestic violence stuff is going to go up, and forcing people to not – put people in a situation where they can't get a divorce, or they're being held hostage by the person that won't sign the stuff. It creates all these opportunities to create domestic violence, people murdering people to get out of divorces.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of things. I mean, there's people who leave, and like, you can leave your spouse today, right, and move out. But you know as well as I know, in Mississippi, there's no legal separation.
No.
I mean, you're technically married until the divorce. You can't move on to another relationship, no matter how long you've been separated. None of that. So then the second you move on to another relationship, you're technically cheating. And then that person could be sued for, what's it called?
Alienation of affection.
Alienation of affection. I mean, these are, and that's another terrible law.
Yeah, that's it's still used, by the way. Really, I think, if I remember correctly, and I'm not a family lawyer, but I do know a little bit about that one, is that I think there has to be, you'd have to had broken the relationship in order for that to be effective, or like you would have like caused the affection to be alienated. So I think if you already separated, you may not be able to be sued for that. I'm not 100% sure on that, because I've never done that. I don't do that kind of law, but I think that's what I remember, that you actually have to like alienate the affection.
I don't even think that should matter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if somebody made the conscious decision to cheat, then they made the conscious decision to cheat.
Yeah.
Just because you're the person that they cheated with, I'm not saying it makes you right, especially if you knew. I'm not sure. Defending that. All this stuff is bad. Going back to the conversation at hand.
But it's an archaic law. I know what you're saying. The law is archaic.
They are. The marriage laws are way more difficult here than they should be. And, you know, also, we should have some limitations on how many times you get married in Mississippi. We don't. I've looked into this. We've reached out to people, and there is no limitation on how many times you get married. I know people are like, oh, I know a girl that had to go to Arkansas to get married. She went to Arkansas because that's where she wanted to get married.
It says urban. Sorry.
You can get married as many times as you want. Getting divorced is the problem in Mississippi. If you can make it through 7 or 8 divorces, you have accomplished something.
Yeah. I mean, you got a high tolerance for pain, I guess, if you can do that. That's like an urban legend. Like, there's a limit on the times you can get married. And the other one I always hear is you can be banned from the state. I've never seen that happen. Maybe you can be. I just don't know. But there's like the two urban legends I always hear.
I did have a friend. We'll call him Brad for the sake of this story, that when we were minors, he did get kicked out of the state of Mississippi. He got sent over to live with his grandparents in Louisiana. They said, if you stayed here, you're going to juvenile hall till you turn 18.
Mm-hmm.
And, or he can go live with his grandparents in Louisiana. He did that.
Yeah. I mean, I, like I said, I've not seen it, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's out there.
He found a good old coon ass, knocked her up. And
is he married now?
Not to her.
Oh, okay.
He actually married one of these girls that people said had to go to Arkansas to get married. So I'm pulling this whole story. A lot of people are going to know who I'm talking about, but I refuse to say their names. Anyway, so there's just like this girl in our social circle or my sphere of influence, whatever you want to call it, 6 degrees of separation, that's been married a bunch.
Okay.
And I mean, like, she's one of these girls, like, I don't know if she thinks that you have to be married to everybody you sleep with.
Mm-hmm.
So she just gets married. She's like, no, I'm only sleeping with you if you get married.
Because we're married. Okay. Yeah.
You know, anyway, there's just so much to unpack there.
Yeah. I just think that, you know, I think this is a good bill. I hope they pass it. I think it makes sense. It's about time. You know, in Alabama, you can go and do this. Like, I mean, we're talking about, it's not like Alabama's the most progressive state in the world. So you go across and, you know, if you live in Alabama, you can get divorced this way. And, So it just seems like it's kind of appropriate at this point to instead of the, and I mean, the only argument against it is that, like, that I've seen is that, you know, it allows, it's too, it makes divorce too easy. Like, so, like, you're supposed to be stuck. It's not supposed to be, supposed to be hard to get divorced. Well, I mean, it should be up to the government to tell you how to work out your own relationship. I don't think so. I mean, I don't think that should be a governmental function.
Yeah, I think conservatives are quite conflicted here, because we're supposed to be about smaller government, but then we want government in our personal lives.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. But, you know, I think it's kind of this back and forth between on the marriage thing. We got a text here, unknown texter. I totally love this bill. I am also a Christian. I have been held hostage for 3.5 years. It's ridiculous of the cost of a divorce as well. It's ridiculous for the cost of a divorce as well. Mm-hmm. Irreconcilable differences is the cheaper way out. I have so many causes out of those 12, but I could not afford it if I wanted to. My divorce, for example, I think I spent about $1,500 in my lawyer fees.
Yeah.
Just for the irreconcilable differences.
Mm-hmm.
But I got held hostage for the other person to agree to that.
Yeah, she wasn't going to sign it, right?
Yeah, she wasn't going to sign it. She didn't get this, or didn't get that, or didn't get this. So I had to weigh it out. Then, okay, so I'm nothing but honest here. She wanted a car. I had a car. Car was worth about $4,000. If I had gone through the causes and picked the cause, the reason why I was getting divorced, and I had calls.
Mm-hmm.
His fee went up to like $4,000.
Sure.
And it could go up higher than that. So I was like, just give the car, wash my hands, and be done with it, or go through and feel like I won something, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, take the car, sign here, let's get on with our lives.
And, you know, I have a lot of lawyer friends that do this, and they always say, a lot of them say, you know, I'll just do the, I reconcile the difference divorces because, you know, it's easier, and the fault one can get kind of hectic, and everybody's always mad, and it's just a complete mess.
Yeah, I'm over here. I'm saying calls. I mean fault.
Yeah, fault. Yeah, same.
With calls.
And it's just such a, you know, such a pain. But and this obviously is going to make it easier for everybody. I think, you know, the only organizations I can see right here, there's American Family Association is against it, and I'm sure there's, you know, some groups like that that are, but. I wondered if you polled this, how many people in the state would be in favor of it?
There's some things that the faith-based organizations, based on their existence, have to publicly be against.
Mm-hmm.
This, abortion, stuff of that nature.
Yeah.
So I understand their position. I just think this ain't abortion. Mm-hmm. You know, this could actually save lives.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely different than abortion. I think that just looking at those two issues, I mean, and here, I think it goes in, it's interesting, again, like you said, like the conservatives are, you know, because of limited government. I mean, this is government trying to tell you how to run your relationship, which is kind of insane when you think about it.
Yeah, I don't think you should have to. Do we have common law marriages in Mississippi?
No, I don't think so.
And that's basically where, if I've looked into it a little bit over the years, or my general assumption of common law, like somebody can refer to a common law wife, is like, you've lived together for X amount of time, you share everything, but you're not legally married. Because, I mean, anybody can go change their last name. You don't have to be married to change your last name. If my girlfriend wanted to become Miss Edwards today, she could go down there and decide she can be Miss Edwards. She can be Miss Santa Claus.
Yeah, they could go down.
If she wants to be.
Yeah, you can go to Chancery Court and file a name change petition and file it there.
Yeah.
So,
all right, let's take a break, come back. We're going to talk about casinos in downtown Jackson and why Jackson just lost out on a $500 million casino resort that would have completely reinvigorated and reimagined downtown Jackson. Who's to blame? I got names.